Is the labor market as strong as we think it is? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We saw strong wage growth in the month of November, 5.1%. We also saw a lot of jobs added to the economy, 263,000, and the unemployment rate was stable, 3.7%. But upon closer inspection, some of that strength may be a little bit of an illusion. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas in Austin and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So why might the job growth we saw not be all that it seems?
Well, when sectors like the tech sector are laying off workers, and we know that they are, we've gotten lots of layoff announcements, white-collar workers like those in the tech industry often have severance packages. And so they are actually still officially on the payrolls, showing up as jobs and pay, even though they are actually being laid off. So that might mean there's a lag between when we see people get laid off and when they show up in the job numbers.
And that might also affect wages, I guess, if they're getting paid for a little bit.
Yeah, it can affect wages if employers are zeroing out their hours worked on survey forms. It'll look like they're getting paid for no hours, and that could boost wage rates.
If, in fact, the wage growth and jobs numbers that we saw might be softer than they appear, and I guess that'll show up in the next reports, what does that mean for how we think about the economy's doing?
Well, the question is, how quickly is the labor market cooling off, and how much will that ease inflationary pressures and allow the Fed to eventually stop raising interest rates? And that kind of determines whether we achieve the hard or soft landing. The survey from the National Association of Business Economists this morning shows that economists are becoming more skeptical of a soft landing, and monetary policy is the chief risk. So really, it's can we cool off that labor market? Can we see wage gains moderate? Can that cool off inflation and allow the Fed to stop slamming on the brakes, as it were?
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There was another sign in all that jobs data suggesting the labor market could be cooling a little faster than it appears. And it is in an arcane, not much talked about number. I know I'm really selling this, but bear with me. It is called the diffusion index. It's a number that measures how widespread changes in the labor market are, which is important because, for example, if one industry does really well or really bad, that can skew the overall picture. You would want to know if a lot of industries are doing well or doing badly. Marketplace's Justin Ho took a look and has this report.
To calculate its diffusion index, the Labor Department breaks the economy up into 256 industries. The index is basically the percentage of them that are adding jobs. So if it's over 50, more industries are hiring than letting people go. In November, it was 63.5. Betsy Stevenson, an economics professor at the University of Michigan, says the index tells us whether the economy is growing evenly.
So are all industries growing? Are only a few industries growing?
For instance, when the pandemic started, the diffusion index crashed to the single digits. But when the economy started coming back online, it shot up into the 70s.
More industries than normal were hiring, so the gains were happening in a much more diffuse way. That's why we call it a diffusion index.
The index is still averaging higher than it did before the pandemic. Michael Puglisi, an economist at Wells Fargo, says that's because a lot of industries are still trying to hire.
It has been some industries playing catch up, right? Other ones that have seen surging demand since the pandemic began, and they're seeing outright growth relative to where they were before COVID.
But in the last year, the index has been trending down. Puglisi says that's because other industries aren't seeing that surging demand anymore, so they're shedding jobs. Last month, for example,
retail trade employment was down a little bit. Transportation and warehousing was down a little bit. That's been a really hot one for the better part of this pandemic.
The diffusion index is still above its average over the 10 years before the pandemic, says Kathy Bosjancic, chief U.S. economist at Nationwide.
So we probably still have a ways to go for that diffusion index to decline.
Bosjancic says it's likely that the index will keep declining.
Down the pike, new orders are slowing, and companies have to start to prepare for the prospect of recession.
If the diffusion index ends up heading down towards 50, Bosjancic says that might mean a recession is coming. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
There are more signs that China is preparing to relax some of the COVID restrictions that have driven many Chinese to the breaking point. Asian markets rose today on the news. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 4.5%. The BBC's Stephen McDonald predicts zero COVID will soon be a thing of the past.
When I say zero COVID's over, I don't mean that there are no restrictions now, or there won't still be restrictions for months to go. But the government seems to have given up on this idea that every outbreak must be returned to zero new infections. I mean, look at Beijing. The cases are still quite high here. And yet, from today, no PCR tests are required for public transport. In some cases, people are already being allowed to stay at home and isolate rather than going to these centralized quarantine facilities. And you look at across the country, there are so many of these measures. And one of the crucial telling points has been the public messaging that the latest types of COVID-19 are not as serious. And it's a way of preparing the public for the opening up, which is coming.
That was Stephen McDonald reporting for our editorial partner, the BBC, in Beijing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.